I see the part you marked about the U.S. Catholic Conference.
Yeah, I've already, Carol Frank, in a speech of mine, it says where busing is occasionally the only tool to accomplish our desegregation objectives.
Is it way too much compared to what I said before?
Yes, sir.
It should not be used at all for children below sixth grade. And that it should be used only as a last resort, and we just aren't going to go with that because they'll, immediately pick up that and they say busing is a tool that can be used, and they can kill a Muskie and these others because they compromise on. Where did this language come from? This did come early, because I know.
Well, I talked to Earlman about it, and he said he felt it was not incompatible with the last resort, although he was dubious about it. The attempt with busing was to try to be a little more conciliatory for this audience, which we understand is well to the left of our position on busing. But I'm sure that dropping that particular phrase, we still say enough about equal educational opportunity and about ending racial isolation that I think that it'll go down all right with them without weakening their position.
I think the way you could get at it better would be that after inner city, your name, I said first page, inner city school systems, and less and less people providing education for the poor and the rich, and more and more making up their role. I recognize that among educators, there's among educators as well as among people of goodwill across the nation, there is a strong difference of opinion with regard to the use of busing for the purpose to achieve a racial balance in our schools.
Could simply go back to the
last. And we could say,
School desegregation and quality education. Then you could put in the more.
I think that's where it has to go, because you see where everything has to go?
Yes, sir.
Right in there. Don't you think that's where it has to go?
Yes.
In the insulation. And then on the next page, I would say,
drop
that person, and I'd say even the strongest proponents of busing recognize this fact. It would be physically impossible to transport pupils in a scale large enough to solve most busing problems, for even the most passing would still leave the vast majority. See what I mean?
Yes.
That recognizes the fact that there are people in the audience that are for it, but I don't want to give an inch with regard to my being for it. See my point?
Sir.
Because I'm not for it. I'm not for it at all. But, it's the EGW line, but it's not mine. And the court, the extent of the court required, I'm for it no more. Okay. Don't you think that would work? If we have it there, how would it sound? You can see
what well, another alternative would be just to go back to the very clear, sharper statement in the previous draft that the only thing is the previous draft made no concession to the fact that not the whole audience might agree with your
I wouldn't do that. I don't think you need to do that. But this is fine.
Yes.
I realize this is not as sharp as the previous draft and so forth, but I see by introducing it this way.
Yes.
You say, I realize that there's an honest, but I say, something like that.
Recognize that there's a strong difference of opinion.
There are honest differences of opinion among educators as well as among the public at large.
Faces what can only be called a crisis.
That can only be described as an action crisis.
Would you want to say national crisis? That makes it sound like a,
well, it's a major,
government problem.
What do you say? It's a major crisis.
Major crisis.
It's a major crisis.
I agree that the 10 minutes to midnight is a headline phrase. I don't know that it's the headline that we want. So.
No. Well, it won't do because we don't do enough about what we do at midnight. Now, I could sharpen this up and exaggerate that if necessary. Not public schools in America, not those in America, or are ever going to rate approaching two a day. And you see, that weakens it fairly. I simply say, is it not? Non-public schools in America are closing their days at a rate of two a day. Frankly, we're approaching. Is it how close is it?
The data doesn't seem to be very, very good. I know approaching is a weak word.
Well, they don't use it. You see, it's bad. It's a bad sentence. So you see, the only reason to say something is to say it. So it's maybe one a day. Non-public schools in America.
At a rate of more than one a day? When you point at these
countries. Why don't you say a broken school? The bad sign here is Catholic schools are going to Boston. Every day.
One or two schools.
Every day, at least one. And sometimes two. At least one. And sometimes two. It is a Catholic school, of course.
I think that's the severe problem here,
yeah,
sir.
Bad night of often. At least one, and sometimes two, Catholic schools in America are closing their doors forever. It's not said. At least one, and sometimes two, the Catholic schools close their doors forever, whatever it is. Okay?
Yeah,
that's better. It's sharper.
Gave me this morning about
yeah.
Promises and mm-hmm. and the commitment. Did that come out as you
described?
Sure.
You got in the Democrat versus Republican.
Oh, the partisanship.
Yeah.
No, that is not in there.
The American school system agrees. Where did I say? Well, let's leave it out. I don't think we mentioned partisanship. Don't you agree?
I think it's strong without it. The closing paragraphs talk about the issue of division, and we could insert that line somewhere among those.
Future generations. children. It's too important an issue for us to be divided by mental illness, party, race,
party, religion,
race, or region.
Bring it in, I'll be meeting the Secretary of State. I've got to finish this now, okay, sir?